With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Topping our news this morning, in Horry County, Myrtle Beach, a massive fire destroys homes, cars, golf carts, and this affected people at Ocean Lakes Family Campground in South Carolina. So multiple units were damaged in the fire.
Bathhouses? Those were built out of cement blocks. So I think they're okay.
Yeah.
I think you can burn stone, right?
Well, whatever else, you know, people waffle stomp down the drains.
Mm-hmm. Goodness. So one witness said the flames were higher than the oak trees. About six cars and several other golf carts were also damaged. And by the time the fire was out, they were dispatched at 4:45. By the time the fire was out, 10 buildings were damaged.
Pirate land had something to do with it, I guarantee it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm just kidding in case you're listening. If any of the pirates at Pirate Land are listening.
What? Well, it's not us, matey.
Or the other one. What's the other one? There's like three right there. Very competitive campgrounds. You had Pirate Land, you had Ocean Lakes, there was a third one. There's a zillion people that'll text in that answer.
Family Kingdom?
And you, yes. Now, Family Kingdom was
a theme park.
Yeah. It was like the dumpy pavilion.
It was the one down by the pavilion.
Yeah.
Like across the street. I think it's a Friendly's now.
So do they know how this was caused?
I've been trying to search different outlets to see what the cause of the fire is, but I'm sure they're going to investigate today. And
they have their own fire department at Ocean. I'm not even kidding you. Because if you went to the day camp, you get to ride on the fire truck through the campground, which oddly was fun.
I wonder why she was crawling around looking at the sockets on the wall.
Who, Paige?
She said she was looking at different outlets.
News outlets. All right, so
everybody that works for Bill Black just left.
As we know about injuries, about 45 people have been affected, and the Red Cross are working with them right now. So prayers for the people that were affected in the fire.
I hope the slide burned.
Yeah, prayers for me for getting bulldogged.
Hope it did. Speaking of you, I received a message from P1 Looper, who wanted it to be pointed out that at the end of his FOF line, when he called in and you know, hollered at me and Jimmy playfully, he ended the call by saying, "Fatboy, I just want you to know, though, I love you," and you edited that out.
He ended the call with,
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
he said, "I love you, Fatboy."
Now, see, he could tell you anything, and you'll believe it.
Over you any day.
In a minute, yeah. All right, well, I listen more than he does. I'm here every day.
I think that was you doing the
It's a mystery man.
I'm going to give you a heads up, ladies, if you want to straddle that speaker.
Don't do that. You're going to make Adrian drive off the freaking road.
You are, sure as hell.
All right. Well, you know, once this COVID thing has passed and we can get back to normal, you might want to plan a party. In the event that that happens, I have a list of the important factors for a great party. What do you need?
Small guest list.
Yeah, small guest list. Yeah, somebody real quick about we got a text about the Ocean Lakes thing. Fire was on Neptune Road in Ocean Lakes.
Oh, that's the dirt. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, she said the pine trees. That's where you go the back roads to ride on the dirt roads on the golf cart.
Yeah, this person said their house burned down there just there 2 weeks ago.
Damn it.
Well, is that where you got some action?
No.
Back on the dirt roads?
Well, I got action on the dirt roads that were the ones near the... did you ever go there?
No, I don't know much about it.
There's a bar.
We never had money for that.
Right beside Ocean Lakes on the beach, that you'd go out on the beach and walk around to the bar. And that was the place you'd hang out on your golf cart. You wait for...
You're the Ridge Myrtle Beacher. You're like the Smithfields equivalent.
My grandparents had that beach house trailer. It was a trailer with an add-on, but it was awesome.
I mean, you rode by Ocean Lakes like, oh, we'll never go in there.
Yeah. People said Myrtle Beach was on fire. I guess
that's
now
sad.
They spoke it into existence.
All right. So let's talk about parties and what you need for your great party.
Oh, yeah.
The most important thing, I think, is making sure that the timing is right for this party, that when you're going to have your event, there's nothing else that's going on that's going to keep people from showing up.
I like what Matt said about the tight guest list. Like, don't invite any maybes. Maybes or no's.
No dudes.
Yeah.
Some dudes, yeah.
The guest list is important because you don't want people there that don't like each other and there might be a conflict.
Yeah. Is anybody who's a maybe? No. Maybe no. Is no. You no, don't want them there if they're a maybe.
Oh, you do need a few dudes. So there's no accusations.
Yeah.
Because women like to team up.
All right. Decor is important. Making sure that everything is nice. Or if you have a theme, decor is always nice.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah,
it's kind of. I mean, you know, if you're throwing a Halloween party, yeah. If you have like, you know,
Christmas too,
or Christmas, yeah, put up a tree.
The location of your party.
Park.
Location, location, location.
There's an abandoned car out back here that actually has a Christmas tree growing up beside it.
I told
Jimmy that if it's still there in December, uh-huh. I'm going to cut it down and decorate it.
That'd be nice. The car or the tree?
Both.
All right. Location is very important. And food.
Yeah, food's very important having a good party. I hated being the... Well, I still hate when I... I don't really go out on the town like I used to, so it's hard to say that now. But in my years of going out on the town, man, nobody ever wanted to eat anything. They just wanted to get blank hammered drunk. I'm like, but let's eat some food first.
I like to eat.
I do too. I love good food, man.
But it has to be food that your guests are going to eat. Like, if they're not going to have deviled eggs and pork rinds, don't serve
more for me.
Unless you want to gas them up.
Isn't that our philosophy? If you don't like what I serve, it's just more for me. I'm going to eat it later.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like. Yeah, I'm not the guy saying, "Oh, take some with you." I'm like, A,
I'm not gonna
I want it
none.
All. B, I won't get my Tupperware back.
I don't get, dude. You never get your damn Tupperware back. Don't matter what it is, you ain't getting it
that
back.
That is true.
Especially top and bottom matching. You get a green with a blue. That's bull.
Yeah.
It's bull.
Yeah. It's like old women now bitching about never getting their
Well, it's true.
I paid for that Tupperware.
It ain't cheap.
They don't hand me downs. I'm in my 30s. I bought that crap.
That's right.
They went from Tupperware parties to dildo parties.
Yeah. I'll never get Pyrex again. I miss them bowls.
Yeah, I like Pyrex. Yeah.
You can get that. That's easy to find.
No, I can buy them again, but you're I have to buy to them. I gave people food in them and never got them back.
They're probably making meth in it now.
Probably.
So it ain't big enough.
Here's the top two most important factors that you need for a great party. All right. Music. That is so important because you don't want to play stuff that people hate.
That'd be fun.
That's why I use the jukebox app on my phone all the time.
Run people off. Play Rush.
I try to make people mad from a distance.
play that next time.
All right, Rush.
Play some bet.
Well, watch all the women leave.
Yeah, that's what the rumor is. All right, the number one answer that you need for a great party is drinks. I mean, are you going to have your house drink? Do you have a punch? Or are you going to just serve up some really fancy shots that people like, Jello shots or limoncello?
I think
or
it just means
good?
You need alcohol because, you know, nobody likes anybody until they're blank, hammered, drunk. Then you're everybody's friends.
Yeah, but if I'm going to have a party, I'm going to treat it like Diamond's Gentlemen's Club used to do it. Bring your own. Bring your own beer.
Yeah.
I don't have a liquor license at my house.
No.
You have to bring your own.
But why isn't reefer on the list anywhere? This is 2020. Get with it.
Well, you know, maybe this state is not legal.
Yeah.
We
Plus, somebody
we
from
can't.
The church might have been listening to the answer.
Yeah.
Would you invite
another state? We can use
no.
that.
Would you invite people that don't like each other to see what would happen?
Well,
Who are you asking?
It's an open question. Anybody?
Okay. Paige, go ahead.
Well, that's open ended, like you said. But what if you have two friends that have just broken up? That's why I said that. That's always a risk, and you don't want to uninvite somebody. And they're still your friends.
It was just for her.
That's a solid answer.
I would invite the one I like better.
Yeah.
It's easy.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
You'd invite the one that the other people don't like as much so you can have fun.
See, y'all got damn out of control egos if you think I invite anybody anywhere just to mess with y'all. So, that's just egomania.
It's your ego.
You admitted you that before.
No, but, I didn't admit that. I admitted the opposite. If I said that I was joking, I might have said it to joke with you.
You didn't elbow me or wink when you said it. I didn't
social distancing.
Oh, boy. You didn't like it.
You can wink from a distance.
I'm just saying if they're divorcing or whatever, just invite both of them.
I didn't invite that dude over just to mess with y'all. I like his company.
If they're divorcing, maybe one of them has the kid that weekend.
Hopefully. You know? And hopefully it's the one you don't like as much.
Yeah.
Because you got one you like better than the other. Invite that one. That's how it works.
Why don't they bring the kid? They do it to the movies. We don't ever get to go out. We're going to bring the kid.
Oh, yeah. Our bar is we're comfortable with dogs and kids there.
I miss parties.
Those are weird to go to. I got to be honest with you.
I don't like kids at a bar. I like dogs at a bar. I like dogs anywhere. But I don't like kids being at bars.
I'm starting to hate them in general.
What, kids?
Dogs? Yeah. Oh.
I'll start a list. Put them on there.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, get all wacky if there's kids and
can't
dogs.
Can't cuss, can't drink.
Dogs don't care. Kids do.
The cussing part, yeah. I mean, you don't want to, like, sit there and... But then again, I think, well, why do I, if their parents brought them to a bar, it's probably a lax house. They probably hear these words all the time.
And I can't exactly just not cuss.
No.
Unless I'm
it's
here.
Your home. You have to.
And plus, maybe if, you know, you get too much, kids can drive. Who knows?
Yeah.
11, 12.
All right. Well, there was a scene in the movie Animal House where someone took an acoustic guitar and smashed it into the wall, destroying the instrument. Well, just visualize that, and I'm going to tell you the story about a woman who went on a rampage after she came home to find her husband with another woman. Seems he got her schedule a little mixed up. She's a 29-year-old woman named Nicole Dennison from Safety Harbor, Florida, and she works as a flight attendant for Allegiant Air.
Mm.
Well, she got home around 11 p.m. on a Wednesday and found her 34-year-old husband having sex with another woman. That's when she got mad. Went in a said rampage, and she started swinging at her husband and hit him in the face and arm. And then that's where she did the Animal House scene, grabbed his acoustic guitar and smashed it against the wall, destroyed the guitar and put a huge hole in the wall.
So she caught him with another man.
No.
It must have been a well-made guitar to, like, smash a hole in the...
Dude, guitars are pretty stout.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking of wrestling guitars.
Yeah, like Jeff Jarrett's guitars are not made out of nothing, but actual guitars they're stout as hell, and a lot of walls are not.
Bust. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I took a good, you hit me in the back with a guitar.
That damn thing was stout.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of her posing inside a jet engine, which is not safe.
Wow. Jeez, that is not what I expected at all.
That's the good flight attendant.
Yeah.
They were married. They've been married for 3 years, have no children, and the husband works as a bartender and fitness instructor. I don't know much about the other woman.
Hmm.
She's a homewrecker.
But Nicole, the woman, the wife, was arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery for hitting her husband.
Yep.
You got to think somebody that rambunctious, but just kind of wild and free. She's like the 10,000 mile club or 1,000 mile club, whatever.
Mile
is.
High club.
There you go.
All right.
Has anybody confessed to having sex in a space shuttle yet?
No.
Like at the space station.
Nobody has confessed to doing it in space.
You think it's happened though?
I don't think so.
I think it'd be kind of hard.
You've seen astronauts. Mm.
With gravity.
It has to be to do that.
Yeah.
Real quick, for birthdays, I'll throw out a few releases on streaming services.
Oh, I like when you do this.
Netflix this month. Not a whole lot, really. Today, they're adding a bunch of Jurassic Park movies, and New Magic School Bus in Space show starts next week. Prime Video, you can see things such as Inception, Top Gun, and Steel Magnolia starting today.
Inception's a great movie.
And then HBO and HBO Max continue to kick the dog blank out of all the other ones. They have now every Batman movie ever, House Party 1 and 2, Jojo Rabbit, Walk the Line, as of today.
House Party.
1 and 2.
Oh, man.
Those are the highlights. Foot dance. Apparently, what? August is a slow stream of mine, even in a pandemic.
They're just thinking everybody's just going to go on vacation and not watch anything.
If you ain't seen Jojo Rabbit, that's a damn fine movie.
What is that?
That's with the little kid as the imaginary Hitler friend.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
I just watched Space Ghost, Coast to Coast, and nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's celebrate some birthdays, shall
we? Celebrity birthdays.
J.K. Rowling.
Ah, old Just Kidding. How old?
I need a few minutes on this one.
What, to remember if it's a man or a woman?
Nah, I don't want to miss it. I want to get it right.
Who's older, J.K. or J.R.R.? That's the question. J.K. Rowling, I got no thoughts or no guesses. I'll say whatever 9 says plus 1.
60.
57.
J.K. is 55. Kevin Green.
Oh.
Salt. Can I still call him that?
Former Carolina Panther.
Yep. Yeah. Packer.
Former WCW Slamboree participant. He was on, I watched him on Celebrity Family Feud here recently with Steve Harvey. He was on there with the NFL veterans team versus the NFL rookies team.
He's a Packer.
I will say that Kevin Green is whatever 9 says minus 2.
He's a Stiller, too.
59.
54.
Kevin Green is 58 today. Wesley Snipes.
Ooh. Wesley Snipes.
Always bet on black. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
I bet on the I'm going to say.
I think Blades are streaming on HBO, too.
Oh, the one with Trips in it?
I think all of them.
Part 3's got Trips. And Brian Reynolds, too.
63.
60.
62, don't pay his taxes.
Wesley Snipes is 58. And Mark Cuban.
Ah. Okay. Cubes. I believe that in the year 2024, he will be on the ballot for president of the United States.
You think so?
This boy's play tonight.
Yep.
Does he have any scandals?
None that I know of. I think he and Barbara Corcoran may have shared a bed, but I don't know that to be true.
Yeah.
She got scandaled. She got her money back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, man. I just read about that like day before yesterday.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban, 61.
63.
62.
Mark Cuban is 62 today.
Donkage.
All right, and last 62. But not least, Alan Autry.
Oh, no.
That's Bubba. Look we were talking about Bubba earlier.
I'm going to say exactly what 9 says because 9 is a big, big supporter of In the Heat of the. Now, he would say it wrong now on purpose. I'll say he's 65.
I'll say he's 68.
67, Chief.
Alan is 68 today.
Ah.
Bubba. Rise Guys Bubba. Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Can you say who, dude, in 2020? Can you say that?
Know.
Is that allowed anymore? I don't know.
Give me a look here.
Look here.
Bubba, take
the eyes and the fingers.
Oh, both fingers.
Yeah. Bubba, take Jameson right. out with Parker to the mall.
Thank you.
Take Virgil Tibbs with you, Bubba.
I can't tell if you're doing Hanky Mack now or not. He's like a younger
Chief
Gillespie.
He was doing Chief Gillespie, yeah.
Bubba.
Bill Gillespie.
Why are you so hot, Bubba? You make my old man tingle.
It sounds like a combination of Hanky Mack and my mama.
Yeah.
Do Hey Baby with that voice.
Oh, wait till he does his impression of Sweet during commercials.
Oh, God.
Is that Sweet? All right, thank you, Paige. Thank you, Rocker Bells. Go and support local. All of them at Rocker Bells. I think it's Rocker Bells SC.
Yep.
I'll tell you for sure when we come back. Right after this. Good morning, everybody. Happy birthday, Alan.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. And at 10, get set for another 93-minute rock block. Over 93 minutes of rock. Only on 93.3.
The planet.
Rocks.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What? You're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1, sent in anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys. Listen to what I'm saying. I get an email or something every day saying, hey, man, I got a good Facebook. Where'd I send it? The Rise Guys at AOL.com. You'll remain anonymous, of course. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussy. And as always, we are live at Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. For those of you who don't know, I'm freaking me. That's freaking Paige. Freaking Fat Boy. Freaking Jimmy Jack Jackie.
I'm in the Waylon Jennings t-shirt.
Hello. Yes.
I'm the one with bad words all over my clothes every day.
The one in the offensive clothing. Yeah, that's right. Question of the day, because a lot of you were texting in the CVM text line about the heat. It's going to be 125 degrees in Baghdad today, and it's going to be hot as hell here, too. So we were just kind of, you know, messing around with the question, who's it worse for, a man or a woman, when it's real hot outside? Talking about, you know, here and here. Who's it worse for?
In the spots.
And it, you know, whatever you think, it depends on how big their boobs are, how low they hang, just whatever.
Ugh.
A normal person, who's it worse for?
Regular.
Yeah.
Not like us, regular, like y'all.
Regular, yeah. What is the new normal?
It's a bad word.
Every freaking journalist uses that. Normal's what is the new normal?
Normal's a bad word is what it is.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
All right. Does everyone have their scripts? I'm working digital again.
Oh, me too.
Fat Boy's on paper.
Yeah.
All right.
I prefer digital to analog when it comes to this.
Actors like papers in the right direction.
I don't have to flip pages in the middle of the scene, though. They don't use them when they actually do the scene.
Yeah, they do.
Is that what
Superman, his lines were on his hand.
By flipping the script. I like that.
I know.
And Wonder Woman's were written invisible. You couldn't see
them. Yeah, you couldn't see them. They were on the jet.
All right. Let me crack my neck. Ooh. Ooh.
That was a good one.
That sounded creepy.
Made it pop. Scene one, playing the role of Starlene will be freaking me.
Woo!
Playing the role of Calvin with a K will be Niner. Playing the role of Marla will be Fabwa. Playing the role of Carla will be Paige. And action. Starlene posts a pic. She's sitting at a kitchen table holding the baby in her left arm, a baby bottle in her right arm, while some skinny dude with no shirt is tattooing her right shoulder. There is another girl at the table looking on whilst eating a plate of food. There are also three dogs visibly hoping to catch some dropped food. Finally, been planning this since like Feb. Screw ye, Rona. Us rednecks always find a way.
OMG, girl, what is it?
Shh. You'll see when it's done, girl.
I'm so jealous. My guy's booked up till November.
Girl, I got the hookup now if you want it sooner.
Really? I'm not sure. I want a tattoo in some dude's kitchen, though.
Oh, come on. It's fine. I'm sitting here commenting on my post while he's tattooing me. This is the easy way, LOL. Plus, I can get high, unlike at the two tattoo shops to go to, girl.
There's got to be an easier way to catch hepatitis.
Wait, what? No way, no. He's super clean and pro-flush enough.
I'm glad he doesn't leave any floaters. What are you talking about?
I mean, he's professional, and you got to be stupid as blank that you couldn't figure that out.
If he's so professional, feel free to explain everything going on in this pic. I'll wait.
What about it?
Well, let's see. Number one, you're holding a baby while getting tattooed. Number two, you're trying to feed a baby while you are getting tattooed. Number three, I see three dogs in the background, which D-Hack doesn't tend to like in a tattoo shop. Number four, no gloves on your artist, air quotes, artist. Number five, no mask on your artist. Number six, she's eating on the table while you get tattooed.
So won't you mind your own business and come back to laugh if I get the help, Titus?
Oh, and you posted a comment about how cool it is to get high in front of the baby while you get tattooed.
Now that's a low blow. Starlene is a good mama.
Yeah, we never get high unless Tinley is down for her map.
Shoot, Charlene won't even ride with dope in the car if Tinley's with her.
Thanks for getting my back, girls. Don't even worry about him. He's just a damn narc acting like he caught somebody smoking in the school bathrooms.
I'm not a narc. I'm just a tattoo artist who realizes a bunch of dumb country sluts getting hepatitis. It's going to make it harder on all of us.
Stop telling me I'm going to catch that blank.
I mean, to be fair, that's why I'm not sure I want a tattoo at some dude's house.
Oh, I'm glad one of you has some sense and realizes it's a bad idea to let a dirty guy tattoo you in his dirty kitchen at his dirty trailer.
LOL, thanks.
LOL, thanks. Girl, are you flirting or do you have my back?
What do you mean, though?
To be the smart one, you can sure play dumb good.
He said one of us is smart. Guess that means me and Carla are dumb.
Look, I know damn well I ain't damn dumb.
I mean, I don't think you're dumb, but he might think you're dumb.
So you tell him he's wrong and he's the stupid one and he can blank your blank. Is that what the blank you tell him?
Well, that ain't really my business what he thinks about y'all.
Insane. Let me just say, Nine, what a performance you gave right there. Oh, I mean, the fact that you didn't somehow lose it. You gave it the perfect.
The fact that I didn't turn country?
You sounded like a one of the goth kids from South Park.
Well, that was my goal, one of the
that
goth
was
kids from South Park.
Exactly what you sounded like, man.
I thought you were great, too, as an angry redneck chick getting tattooed in the kitchen.
Yeah. Girl is spelled with seven R's in case you're keeping count at home. All right. That was scene one. I'll remind you, we're live at Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Again, question of the day, comment below. Who's it harder for, a man or a woman, when it's really hot outside? Talking about breasts and genitals.
Yep.
And butts. Mm. All of the above. All right, scene two. Playing the role of Beth will be Freaking Me. Playing the role of Dawn will be Niner. Playing the role of Candy will be Fabon. Playing the role of Smoltz will be Paige. And action. Okay, so can we all just slow down for kids playing? I mean, damn, it's kind of ridiculous that a bunch of kids are playing right now, and you barely gave the kids time to move out of the way. And as soon as you got past the kids, you damn sped up. What if there were other kids you didn't see? If it was your kid out there, you damn want somebody to slow down.
What kind of car was it? I asked because there's one car I know it's always doing this. So I wonder if it's the same car, thinking/finger and chin emoji.
It was a lime green Jeep. I mean, she came around the corner fast, and then the kids barely got out of the way in time, and then she sped off afterwards. This is ridiculous. These kids are younger than 6 years old, too, and them babies don't know no better.
Okay, well, I guess everybody flies through here then, because that ain't the car I was thinking of. God forbid something happened to them damn kids, though.
Girl, it's becoming ridiculous. I'm going to have to go and buy some new speed bumps I got at Home Depot, but I ain't got the money for that.
Wow, you got some balls on you, chick. I was alerted to this post by a mutual friend. I ain't going to say who so I can protect their anonymity, but that was my lime green Jeep, and I slowed down. Hell, it damn near stopped, and I was doing less than 10 miles per hour when I passed y'all. No way in hell I'd ever speed around kids. I got more damn sense than that.
Well, several of us was outside and seen it, and so I'm not here to, like, argue. Well, I'm just making sure that people realize they gotta slow the hell down when they come through here.
I don't give a blank what they saw. I slowed down till I passed y'all, and I seen every one of them damn kids out there.
Ladies, I think we all need to calm down and take a breather here. Let cooler heads prevail.
Hell no. Nah, like that. I'm tired of the same damn thing happening. People think they can drive like a bat out of hell whenever they want. Not no more. Hell no.
I read what you said, and you said I came around the corner so fast that y'all didn't have time to move. Really? Bitch, I slowed down well before I even got to y'all, and y'all were already out of the road before I got to you. And I saw you flip me off, too. And if I wasn't late for an appointment, we would have had words on the spot. So this bull blank ain't going to fly with me.
Well, I was out there, too, so what she saying is the truth.
No, the hell you wasn't. You didn't even know what my damn car was. You had to ask. You wasn't out there. You was trying to stand up for your buddy, who's a lying bitch, by the way.
Ladies, we can all agree to put all this behind us, move on, and agree to do better next time.
for the kids.
I don't even know why the hell you're commenting on this, John Smoltz. Stay out of our business. I could solve the problem right damn now. It's simple. Keep your damn kids out of the road. They too young to be in the damn road, and it's too damn hot to play in the damn road anyway.
No. How about you drive slow through my damn neighborhood? It's that simple.
Yeah, but damn straight, girl.
Look, I ain't some kid you can run your damn mouth to. They were all out of the road when I rode past, and that's all I'm saying about it. Now, if you're going to bitch about neighborhood traffic on Facebook, then like I said, it's best to keep your damn kids out of the road. There ain't even a sign that says that's how fast to go. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. And if there was, I'd probably drive back through and shove it up your ass for all the headache you cause.
Come on, cuz. I'll be damned if you're going to do what the hell you want in my neighborhood.
Girl, you're going to wish you never commented.
Insane.
What in the world?
You have to be careful for the kids.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Got to slow down.
And even though there's no MPH posted, it's like 10.
Yeah.
Right? There are neighborhoods like 10.
Slow.
It's like 10. Scene 3. Again, we're at Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Scene 3. Playing the role of Harold will be Fatboy. Playing the role of Denny will be freaking me. Playing the role of Raymond will be 9. And action!
Harold posts the following to the No Judgment Here, Freakville, USA, 55 plus, age only, must be approved page.
Hey, my name's Harold T. First off, W the F did it take 7 days to get approval to a Facebook group.
Then he posts GIF of Sam Elliott tipping his hat twice for some reason. Hey, Harold T, it sounds like you are introing yourself at an AA meeting, smiley face emoji. I'm Denny, the self-appointed icebreaker here, but I'll tell you, you might not want to make a lot of friends with negativity out of the gate like that. Plus, Ruby, the admin mod, might flag you. I don't know, but hey, welcome.
I echo what Little Bitty says. Ruby isn't going to tolerate bad vibes in your first post.
Raymond, you probably use vibes. Stop calling me Little Bitty. That's your last warning.
Oh, Denny, your name is short for denial, like Danny is for Daniel. And you're in denial that you have a small spam javelin.
Well, you guys are arguing like my grandchildren. And 3, Raymond. How do you know about the length of this package?
It's because of a dumb picture I posted on here. I had my index finger poking through my zipper, and this dumb, stupid son of a you-know-what thought it was my real deal.
Oh, Little Bitty, Denny, you are so full of it, your eyes are brown. B.S. Why'd you delete it? If I'd known how to screenshot on my iPad, I would have. And, you're missing your entire fingernail.
No, I've said on here before, my fingernail was facing down. Do you have a fingernail on both sides of your finger? No, you do not.
Well, I actually have a question to ask and to get some people's advice on.
Bull crap, man. Why'd you delete it? Denial, Denny.
That is an insult to my mother who named me, and she is no longer with us. So, last and final warning, you do it again, and you going to see me go gorilla emoji, poop emoji. And you know what I mean by that.
Well, hang on. Why did you delete it, though?
Now, listen to me, greenhorn. This is not the time to jump on Denny. I deleted it because I am way more endowed in my pants. In fact, I'll tell you this. I cannot wear pleated pants anymore because of the enormous girthiness of my manhood. Now, Harold T., what was your question?
I didn't mean to start all this.
Well, you did. Ooh, why'd it take so long to get approval? But for real, Harold T., olive emoji, tree emoji, what was your question?
Denny Denial, I bet you blank all over your blanks at the urinal.
Well, here we go. Listen here, you MF. Whenever Ruby decides to get up and mod her flipping board, I'm going to ask that she ban you for 30 days for bullying me with fluid humor.
Denny, thanks. And Raymond, you're going to go over the top. I mean, your jokes are old. My question is for our anniversary. Should I get my wife bald hair photos? So I don't know how to spell it.
What?
Yeah, what are Baldar photos? I'm 57. Is that a sex position or move? Y'all making some kind of hunting-themed porn?
I don't know how to spell it. You know where you dress up like the old-fashioned saloon girls, but kind of sexy?
Oh, okay. Bordeaux photos.
Bordeaux's a wine, you big dummy.
The flipping phone misspelled it. So leave this and us the hell alone. Raymond, I'm dignified, and I call people by their name. So, Harold T., with these boudoir photos, pictures, will she be totally naked, like thigh highs and like a bonnet, maybe exposing a breast? Or are you just giving her a gift card to get them done herself?
No. I'm going to do them for her.
Oh.
Yeah, if Denial Denny did boudoir pictures, he better hope the photographer has a zoom lens.
You know what? Blank my blank. I'm sorry, but you are just rude as the day is wide.
Why don't you blank your own blank?
Buddy, I'd need four ribs added to even make it a challenge.
Insane, baby. Oh, you need four ribs.
That was fun.
It was.
What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments, screenshot on phones and iPads and all kind of things, sent in anonymously by you, the P1s, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. As always, names protected and changed, whatever, to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook. Oh, clap too early. Facebook fuss, and there we go.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Thanks to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, all of that stuff. Hopefully you had a good time. We did.
Yeah, we did. We had a damn good time.
Today was good. Make sure you join us Monday if you missed the FOF line, 864-241-4318. We'll get that, a compilation of that on for you Monday, as well as the sack. You can email us, theriseguys@aol.com.
Yeah, why don't you do it before you get to having too much fun over the weekend?
We're going to do a worst of tomorrow morning?
Hell yeah.
All right, 6 until 10 for that, and then back at it Monday. Paige will rock you at work next. Fat Boy, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you all for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. Be safe. It is good. Tickle it.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks. Bye, baby, bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.